11 o'clock now, time for World on Three with Lopa Katari.
Ian, thanks very much. Well, it's all about dance and passion tonight. I've got Latin grooves from around the world and some great modern day blues. But right at the heart of the programme is my guest, master of flamenco, Paco Peña. He's just finishing a run at Sadler's Wells in London and has already made his way to the studio. But I'm going to start things off with Faris. He's a blues singer, half Tuareg, half Italian, who has reclaimed, so to speak, some Delta blues tunes and given them an African voice, which has allowed him to really express who he is and to find his own identity. Feel like going home, Faris, and a whole new kind of Saharan blues. The album Mississippi to Sahara, well worth a listen. I'm Lopa Katari. My guest tonight is flamenco legend Paco Peña. He's here in the studio having just done his show Flamencura that he's been performing at Sadler's Wells all this week. I have to admit, I'm a bit in awe of meeting such a legend. If you only know one name in flamenco, it's probably his. I've also got a recording of Rachid Taha's first ever solo performance in Algeria. Music from a couple of grand dames, Toto La Momposina and Cesario Vora, and North London's Venezuelans, who are our BBC introducing find this week. But this next song is from a Spanish singer who goes by the name of Cez. She kind of defies definition. She's from Galicia, and her album Tronzao os Valos, Tear Down the Walls, like her previous albums, has just about every genre of music on it. Frankly speaking, it's kind of exhausting to listen to such a disparate collection of music on one album by the same artist, but there's no doubt that she's pretty talented. Here she is with her hoedown-inspired knees up.
Soy yo. Va subiendo la corriente con chinchorro y atarraya. Tiene fortuna, solo su atarraya.
Gracias, Toto. Colombia's cantadora and a reworking of her album La Candela Viva, recorded in 1993, that is seen as one of the seminal albums of Colombia and one that won Toto La Momposina critical international acclaim. She's here in the UK at the moment, spending time with her family. Her granddaughters are her backing singers. Her grandson provides percussion. She's here ahead of her only performance in the UK, and that will be on the main stage at WOMAD on the 24th of July. But she came in earlier today at the Maida Vale Studios, the BBC's Maida Vale Studios, to record a special session for World on Three that you can hear on this programme in August. And if you want to know what she's like, well, you just have to listen to the show in August. But let me just say this, that when we took a photo of her and said the usual, just say cheese, her response was whiskey. Fabulous woman. Now, there's a lot of rich and varied music coming out of Africa at the moment. However, much of it is retrospective, kind of newfound old gems. Well, this next album is from those golden years, but I'm happy to say that the artist is alive and has just recorded a brand new album. His name is Pat Thomas, and back in the 60s, he was one of Ghana's cool cats of high life and Afrobeat. Pat Thomas and Kwashibu Area Band is out on Strut, and it's super cool, from the design of the cover to the music within it. Have a listen to this.
Oh,
Kana Sila from Sekou Keita, who you might have heard on the programme a while ago when he joined Marianne Kennedy to play music from his latest album, 22 Strings. A podcast of that session, in fact, most of this year's sessions on World on 3, are available to download for free via the BBC Radio 3 website. Before Sekou was a piece of music from Finnish trio Chelenka, kantele, trumpet and harmonium sewn together with rousing vocals. So from one master string instrumentalist to another, taking us from Senegal to southern Spain, although both artists have very strong links with London, it's my studio guest tonight, Paco Peña, one of the world's best-known exponents of Spanish flamenco guitar. Paco, a very, very warm welcome to you.
Thank you very much.
And you've come here straight tonight from your show Flamencura at Sadler's Wells in London.
Indeed, yeah, that's right. So it's all warm.
So you're all warmed up. I hope you're not flamencoed out, though.
I don't think there is a possibility of that. You see, I love what I do. And flamenco is really quite it's a soul exposing and it's an important activity, really. So I'm happy doing it.
Wonderful. What's the first tune you're going to play for us tonight?
I'll play some Soleá. Thank you.
Oh, wonderful piece there from Paco Peña, my guest tonight. Paco, when you were playing that, just watching you and listening to you playing, it seemed a very personal performance, a very kind of intimate, almost internal. Do you play just for yourself when you're playing? Is it just for yourself?
I guess so. The thing is, yes, I mean, the music is the culture, really. It trains you to be who you are. It's full of history. It's full of elements, human elements, which I am obviously very familiar with. And the guitar and transmitting this music through the guitar is like having a vehicle to be somebody. You know, it's like you project yourself in the most clean and true way through the music that I have learned from my tradition. So yes, I mean, it is me speaking, really. I wish I could sing. I can't sing, so I play.
Well, I think a lot of people could wish that they could even play half of what you do. I mentioned that you'd just come in from your show at the Sadler's Wells, Flamencura. What are some of the themes that you're exploring in it? I mean, you've had some fantastic projects that you've done, you know, all over the world, and actually London has been a very special place, I think, you know, with doing projects with the South Bank and Sadler's Wells. What's Flamencura brought for you?
Well, really, I've done many shows. You know, I started doing recitals. I've done many recitals. I started a company many years ago to project true flamenco in the way that I understood it. And that company has grown from being very few people and very, you know, kind of minimalistic. It has grown to being a company of a very good group of musicians, which I actually am proud to have, and dancers. And I've explored ways of doing something different, advancing. So I've combined African music. I've combined with South American, with Venezuelan music. I have put some themes in my shows now and then. But with this show now, Flamencura, really what I'm doing is going back, really back to the essence of flamenco. It's like Flamencura is a word in Spanish, which means really when you have that, you have it. You have the swing, you have the tools at your disposal, which will express, which will move people, hopefully. I mean, that is what the word says. And so in this show, really, I'm just putting that on the stage and hopefully to reach with the audience, you know, if the audience is there, or not, it's not the point. But if people are listening, people are present, is to reach a state in which we both commune in a very strong feeling of what the music is about. So Flamencura really is the elements, the cultural, the discipline, the emotional sort of ingredients that you have to convince and to reach people. So that really is what the show is about, is looking for the essence of flamenco. Curiously, if I may, I will also tell you that those elements are not only possible or active in flamenco, but in many other musical manifestations. You know, good music, good art will have that quality to move people. And in this show, I have a little detail in the show of blues singing with my flamenco. So, because I believe that in blues you find the same elements that we have in flamenco. And so, in that sense, it is also a little expedition But it's really within what I said earlier, which is within portraying and displaying, if I can, the essence of what flamenco is about, which also belongs to other forms of art.
Well, it's interesting you say that because, you know, when you're talking, I was thinking, well, it's kind of like the sort of classical Indian music discipline, you know, when you are... You're playing within a very structured form. I mean, there are some strict rules about what actually makes the essence of the music what it is, and you can't really go outside of it. But what you're doing is inviting the audience to be part of that mood. And the joy of it is when you click, that there's that moment when every single person is exactly at that same point, not just on the same page, but actually at that same point of magic.
Indeed, hopefully that is what I look for, and you know, sometimes it's clear that it's got somewhere because of the response, but basically that is the theme of this particular show.
So what little piece of magic are you going to play for us now, Paco?
We'll play a rondeña, which actually I play in the show. I play a solo. I mean, when I play a piece, I don't always play the same. But the form is a rondeña, which is... Ronda is a very beautiful town, understated beauty in Andalusia, obviously in my land. And I just pay a little tribute musically to that, reflective music. Thank you.
Oh, Paco Peña playing on the heartstrings there. Rodenia, a flavour of the music from Ronda in Andalusia. And in just about 15 minutes' time, we'll get to hear more from this amazing virtuoso of flamenco. Well, from the intense red of flamenco to two distinctive sounds from the golden sands of the Sahara. This first is from the pioneers of desert rock, Terra Kaft, and Ana Bayou from their album Alone, produced by none other than the champion of the desert, Justin Adams.
We'll be right back.
Raymond Goos continues his journey into the blues with another joyous collaboration, this time with Senegal's Modou Touré. The project took form over mint tea at a Moroccan cafe in London. By the time the last drop of tea had been poured, the West African Blues Project was born. That was Believe, just one of several great tracks on the album, brought to life by Modou's effortless vocals and Raymond's guitar. Another group of musicians who bring a distinctive sound to everything that they do is Spiro, for me, masters of ever-spinning circles of music. It's like watching the sea come into the shore, repetitive, yes, but compelling, every cycle slightly different to the one before. This is Burning Bridge from their album Welcome Joy, Welcome Sorrow. And though the title might seem a bit dark, the tune is really quite sprightly. Thank you. Pot Roast and Kisses from Indiana's Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band and their latest album, So Delicious. Is there a slight Mark Bolan-esque quiver to his voice, or is it just my over-imaginative ears? I think my sound engineer tonight, James, has other thoughts on that one. Some of you may have seen the Rev and crew during their recent UK tour last month. If not, catch them next time round. You won't be disappointed. Well, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Lopak Ottari and World on Three. My guest tonight is probably one of the best-known champions of flamenco around, Paco Peña. He's played a couple of tunes for us already this evening, but before he picks up his guitar again, I'm going to ask him about his heritage track. Now, we ask every guest on the programme to bring in a piece of music that's been an integral part of their lives. It's what we call the heritage track. And Paco, I'm sure that many people would actually play something of yours as their heritage track. But tell me about yours. Tell me about the piece of music you brought in tonight.
Well, I mean, flamenco is full of wonderful artists that one could pick, could choose to have something special, to say something special about them and to hear them. But in fact, Camarón de la Isla is... actually, it was a singer. He died very young, 42 he was. And he already changed the spectrum, the appreciation of flamenco hugely, because he was associated, as an artistic duo, really, with the greatest flamenco guitarist of all, Paco de Lucía, who also died only a year and a half ago. And those two were just a wonderful combination that is so difficult to ever have repeated. Anyway, further to that, Camarón de la Isla is a great singer of flamenco, and I have to point out that even though I play the guitar, even though I love the guitar, even the whole of flamenco, the singing is the most fundamental part of flamenco, really. And he was a true master of the singing, accompanied by Paco de Lucía. And I think it's just a wonderful depiction of what flamenco is about.
Well, let's hear this piece.
Thank you.
Fabulous, fabulous piece of music there. Camarón de la Isla, considered one of the all-time great flamenco singers, singing there with one of the all-time great flamenco guitarists, Paco de Lucía.
Absolutely. And the fact is that that piece is kind of sad, and it's kind of hard in a way. It's part of the heritage of flamenco in terms of repertoire. It is songs from the mines in the eastern part of Andalusia, and it kind of reflects the bit of the suffering that is going on there, and the voice really expresses that so well. Anyway,
I mean, but that's the thing with flamenco. It is that, in the best way possible, it's that tortured soul that comes out in the expression.
Yes.
So, what's the next piece? how are you gonna follow that heart-wrenching piece of music?
In fact, I could emulate a little bit, or at least play in the style of that, Canto de las Minas. So.
Thank you.
Paco, you said there that you're going to play a piece in the vocal style, the style of Camarón de la Isla. And in fact, you've mentioned already tonight this thing that you're not a singer. Is it that you're a singer at heart? You wish you could sing, but you've got the guitar.
I wish, you're so right. Yeah. I wish I could sing. It's one of those wonderful things. Really, because I'm a flamenco player, I'm a flamenco person. So really, what I would love most to do is to sing. But of course, if you haven't got the instrument, if you don't know, obviously the guitar, you hide behind it and you sing perhaps in a different, you know, you bring out your music in a different way. But it is true. I think most flamenco guitarists actually at heart are frustrated singers.
All these years and you're still frustrated about it. Well, you know, I'm aware that we're now at 15:15, and it strikes me that this is the perfect time of day to be hearing music like this. I mean, you probably wouldn't hear any really good flamenco until well after midnight. What is it about this type of music and the night?
It's a very good question. It's a very good question. The point is, flamenco has a history which is very dark. There's a lot of discrimination, a lot of exploitation, a lot of suffering in flamenco, and so the history of it is expressed through this musical expression, and you can't get away from that feeling of longing and having suffered. You know, the point is that obviously life is much better now, of course, thank God, and people are not in want as much as they were when, you know, in the genesis of flamenco. But nevertheless, the roots have that, and the music, projects those feelings. So at night like this, in fact, I remember when I was learning in the patio of my house, you know, I was in a house, you know, we were many families. We were 9 children in my family, but we had 10 families in the house. So we had 2 rooms. But anyway, the patio was a wonderful place to play the guitar. So I was a kid, but I just loved to do it at night. Because I think you're right, it's a very, I mean, why, I don't know, but it is a music that feels good at night. It certainly is true. Perhaps the history of it, perhaps what comes out in the expression of it, I don't know.
And I suppose if you added to the fact that you're living in these very large kind of extended families, these large communities and small spaces, it's probably at nighttime when you get that little piece of space for yourself, that liberty, that freedom, that joy of being solitary.
That's right. It certainly is so. And certainly when I was, as I say, when I fell in love with the guitar and with flamenco, and I was so young, it was, you know, I wasn't very forward going. I was a bit sort of shy. So to pick up the guitar at night and just enjoy myself that way was really a very special thing. I think probably with most people it happens.
Was it quite a competitive childhood? I mean, were there a lot of people in your family who were all practicing guitar to be musicians?
Had 1 brother and 7 sisters. So my brother was a guitarist, and obviously we were very poor. So I played his guitar. I didn't have any other. I just tinkled, you know, I followed my brother's steps. So there wasn't any competition. No, not at all. My sisters were all singers. They all liked to sing, sometimes to dance, but mostly they all liked to sing, like, you know. So in that sense, everyone shouted, you know, sang louder than the other. But in terms of guitar, nobody played except my brother and myself. So it was fine.
Oh, that's great to have that special place in the family.
Yeah.
Now you've got a couple of days left to do
to
perform Flamencura at Sadler's
yes.
Wells. Is it too early to be asking you where you want to take the dance company next? Where you're looking to?
Well, I'm going to China actually in a few days' time, a short visit, but anyway, to perform. And soon after that, I have to prepare a piece. Well, actually, I'm doing little things as well, but I have to prepare an important piece for Poland, which I haven't written yet, and I'm supposed to be writing it very, very soon. So I will be doing that, and then the show will go to America a bit later in the year. So I have lots of things to do.
There's still a long way to go with flamenco, though. Huh?
I hope so, yes. Yes, I mean, as I say, it's an essential piece, really, because it deals with very important elements in flamenco, and I would like it to sort of come out.
Well, I'd like to talk to you more, Paco. It's been an absolute joy to have you here in the studio this evening. And thank you for coming in, you know, so late after your show.
It's a great pleasure.
Will you play one more tune for us?
Yeah, sure. Yeah?
What's it going to be?
I'll play a farruga. Thank you.
Paco Peña, one of the world's best known exponents of Spanish flamenco guitar. Paco, it's been an absolute pleasure to have you on the program tonight.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
Well, and as I said, there are two more days of performances of Paco's show, Flamencura at Sadler's Wells. Four more performances. There are two on Saturday, two on Sunday. I think they're all sold out, but go online or queue up outside Sadler's Wells and see if you can go there and experience Paco Peña live, just as I have done in the studio tonight. It's been an absolute joy. If you go to the World on 3 homepage on the BBC Radio 3 website, you can see pictures from tonight's session, get details of all the music I've played on the programme and listen again via the iPlayer to the programme for the next 30 days. And from Monday, a podcast of Paco Peña's session will be available to download. Well, we're going to head over to Hungary now and a pairing of two of the virtuosos of the cimbalom, the hammered dulcimer. Both are passionate about jazz and lovers of improvisation. Cimbalom Duo is what they've called their collaboration. I'm not sure I could listen to the entire album, Tuned In, it's called, in one sitting, but I could listen to it all in more bite-sized chunks. This is one such tasty mouthful. Thank you. One of those great new releases from Africa that I spoke about earlier on this evening, and an example of the influence of Latin music around the world. Amara Touré was an unknown when he joined Le Style Band du Dakar as a percussionist and singer. By the time he left, both he and the band were stars. The album has just 10 tracks on it, but those 10s are the ones that made him a legend. If you like the track that I played, Neo, then you really must listen to the rest of the album. It's simply brilliant. By the way, it's not known if Amara Touré is still alive. His trail runs cold in the 1980s in Cameroon. So if you know where he is, or even if he's still alive, drop us a line or tweet on at BBC Radio 3. The hashtag is WorldOn3. It would be much appreciated. Well, staying with Latin music from the world, here's a Venezuelan band from North London. They uploaded their music onto the BBC Introducing website, and here they are to groove your way into the early hours of the morning. They're called Monsalve y los Forajidos, meaning outlaws, and this is Abeja. Nice stuff there. Monsalve and his Outlaws and Abeja. This week's World on Three pick from BBC introducing. And I believe they're going to be playing in the foyer of the Queen Elizabeth Hall at the South Bank Centre in London as part of New Sounds of Venezuela on the 15th of August. I'm going to see if I can go and have a look and see what they're like live. Sounds really good. I want to thank all of you out there for taking the time to upload your music onto BBC Introducing. It really is a great platform to get your music heard. So please, if you're a budding musician or know someone who is, get onto the website and upload some of your songs now. WOMAD, in just a few weeks' time, we've got two of World on 3's BBC Introducing discoveries performing on the Charlie Gillett BBC Radio 3 stage. So it can be worth it and the results can be pretty immediate. Don't put it off any longer. We want to hear your music because we want to support good music getting out to the masses. Well, before we end tonight, there's just time to hear another track from BBC Radio 3's World Music Archive. Andy Kershaw travelled to Algeria in 2006 in search of rhyme music in the port of Oran and taking in the famous Kasbah in Algiers and Tlemcen, the ancient capital of central Maghreb. It was here that he witnessed the first ever solo performance in his homeland by Paris-based superstar Rachid Taha. This is Habina.
Yeah. changé les paroles. Hein. On a changé les paroles parce que les paroles de Abdel Khader, vous savez, elles sont pas terribles. Donc voilà, alors on a écrit les paroles, c'était le chouïa. Wa'adou bil-jinna. Qu'elle est française, elle a dit qu'elle est là. Ou t'as pas qu'elle mette minna. Ou t'as pas qu'elle mette minna. Française, elle est khadré. Ou m'hétais, t'as fait. Ou le mourir de Dawi. Ou le mourir de Dawi. الشوماج بعد ما عمرو دعا في بلاد الانتاج بعد ما عمرو دعا في بلاد الانتاج وعرفنا فرنسا سراب وذهب هاي واللي تراب وعرفنا فرنسا سراب وذهب هاي واللي تراب الغلطة مش تاعو الغلطة ديالي اللي باعو الغلطة مش تاعو الغلطة ديالي اللي باعو
تعلوا الأهل ولا وطن ولا ندم ولا كأس ولا سكن أريد من زمان ذا يبلغني ما ليس يبلغه من نفسه الزمن لا تلقى دارك إلا غير مكترث ما دام يسحب فيه روحك البدن فما يديم سرور ما سررت به ولا يرد عليك الفائت الحزن كم قد قتلت وكم قد مت عندكم ثم انطفت فزال القبر والكفن ما كل ما يتمنى المرء يدركه تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن مما أضر بأهل العشق أنهم هوى ومعرف الدنيا ومفاطن تفنى عيونهم دمعا وأنفسهم في إثر كل قبيح وجهه حسن تحمل حملتكم كل ناجية فكل بين علي اليوم مؤتمن ففي هواتجكم من وجتي عوض إن مت شوقا ولا فيها ثمن كم قد قتلت وكم قد مت عندكم ثم انطفت فزال القبر والكفن ما كل ما يتمنى المرء يدركه تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن تجري الرياح بما لا تشتهي السفن يا من نعيت على بعد بمجلسه كل بما زعم النعون مرتهن قد كان شاهد دفني قبل قولهم جماعة ثم ماتوا قبل من دفنوا رأيتكم لا يسون العرض جاركم ولا يدر على مرعاكم اللبن جزاء كل قريب منكم ملل وحظ كل محب منكم ضغن
Following Rashid Taha, another voice there of an Algerian now based in Paris, singer and poetry lover Souad Massi, her latest release, Bima El Talul. She's performing at WOMED next month, which you'll be able to catch here on BBC Radio 3 as part of our weekend-long coverage. I'm Lopa Kotari. You've been listening to World on 3. Details of all the music tonight are on the World on 3 homepage. Plus, from Monday, remember, you can download tonight's session with Paco Peña as a podcast and listen to the programme via the iPlayer for the next 30 days. I'm going to play us out tonight with Sodaji from the Grand Dame of Cape Verde, Cesária Évora. So till next time, thanks for listening. Good night.
Caminho longe, esse caminho passando lento. Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Quem mostrava esse caminho longe? Esse caminho passando lento. Saudade, 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 desce minha terra sem me claro. Saudade, 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 diz minha terra sem me claro.
que mostraves caminho longe, que mostraves caminho longe, esse caminho passando mesmo.